This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is meeting with Saudi Arabia's crown prince at the start of his fifth visit to the Middle East since the outbreak of the war in Gaza. He hopes to press ahead with a potential ceasefire deal and post-war planning while tamping down regional tensions. But on all three fronts, he faces major challenges. Hamas and Israel are publicly at odds over key elements of a potential truce. Israel has dismissed U.S. calls for a path to a Palestinian state, and Iran's militant allies in the region have shown little sign of being deterred by U.S. strikes. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Ukraine's president is floating a military shakeup, a possibility that's shocking his wartime nation and worrying its Western allies, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
When he was Joint Chiefs Chairman, Mark Milley often mentioned General Valery Zaluzhny.
My counterpart, whom I talk to very frequently, several times a week.
Now, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky tells an Italian broadcaster he's thinking about firing the popular military chief as part of a bigger leadership overhaul, saying the nation must be led by those convinced of victory over Russia. Zaluzhny is considered a national hero. Zelensky strongly objected during the fall when Zaluzhny said the fighting was at a stalemate after Ukraine's much-anticipated counteroffensive disappointed allies. Sagar Magani, Washington.
United Nations representatives held a closed Security Council meeting Monday to address the ongoing conflict in Myanmar.
The 1st of February marked 3 years since the Myanmar military overturned the democratically elected government. The situation in the country remains dire.
Britain's Ambassador Barbara Woodward. This